Unit 9. 1. Did you park your car parallel to the curb? Two. Aren't fried oysters the specialty of the house? Three. If you haven't been smoking, why is the ashtray full of cigarette butts? Four. Didn't you put the detergent on top of the washer? Five. Haven't you changed a baby's diaper before? Six. Don't you just hate John's negative attitude? Seven. Do you feel at ease at Sarah's house? Eight. Was the vote at the meeting unanimous? Nine. Should the orange juice be diluted? Ten. Wasn't there a public outcry about the tax increase?
Exercise 9. Organic farming has become one of the fastest-growing trends in agriculture recently. Over the past 10 years, sales of organic products in the United States have increased a staggering 20%, with retail sales per year of more than $9 billion. American farmers have realized that organic farming is an incredibly cost-effective method because it can potentially be used to control costs, as well as to appeal to higher-priced markets. Apart from these monetary benefits, organic farming also naturally results in positive ecological outcomes for the environment. Organic farming relies on practices that do not harm the environment, and for this reason, chemicals and synthetic medicines are prohibited. All kinds of agricultural products can be produced organically, including grains, meat, eggs, and milk. In order for agricultural products to be certified as organic, they must be grown and processed according to regulations established by the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture. Certification involves two stages: the submission of a system plan and an inspection of processing facilities. The certification process is a stringent one and must be undertaken every year. In spite of these rigorous requirements, some people remain concerned about the safety of organic food. However, research has shown that organic produce contains lower levels of both chemicals and bacteria than food which is produced using conventional farming methods. Last but not least, organic farms are better for wildlife than those run conventionally. Scientists have discovered that organic farms contain more species of plants, birds, and insects due to the fact that the absence of chemicals from pesticides and fertilizers makes these areas richer habitats for animals. Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. 1. What have American farmers realized about organic farming? Two. In what way does organic farming benefit the environment? Three. What comment did the speaker make about the certification process? Four. Which concern do some people have about organic food? Five. How does organic farming improve wildlife? That is the end of Exercise 9.
That is the end of Unit 9.